While many of the king salmon runs in Alaska have come up short of projections, the run to the Nooshigak River has been doing pretty good. This year, over 113,000 kings were counted as escapement to the Nooshigak River, which is well within the escapement goal range of 55,000 to 120,000 fish. Chuck Brazil is the area research biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A lot of the runs across the state have been or were depressed from a time period, you know, from 2007 to current times. Right now, there's still some runs that are lower than average. And Nooshigak had 3 or 4 years where we had really low returns, but we always seem to make the lower end or near the midpoint of our spawning escapement goals. In the last 3 years, the run has rebounded relatively nicely, and we've had really good returns compared to other systems.
While the run appears to be doing good, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is not yet ready to put out a formal preseason forecast. Instead, like the last 2 years, the department is only putting out a commercial harvest projection. This year, over 18.6 thousand kings were caught in Bristol Bay's commercial fisheries. 15.3 thousand of those kings were taken in the Nooshigak District. It's anticipated that those kings were bound for the Nooshigak River. The 2014 Nooshigak River Chinook salmon harvest projection is 21,000 fish. Unless there are some directed king salmon openings next year, most, if not all, of those kings will be taken in Bristol Bay's massive sockeye fishery. Brazil says one of the contributing factors that makes it difficult to put out a Nooshigak River king salmon forecast is the fact that often the kings and the sockeye enter the Nooshigak River at the same time.
The tool that we use is the Didson sonar on the Nooshigak to assess escapement of salmon, and that project was originally designed to count sockeye salmon, and it does a really good job at counting sockeye. It counts about 99% of the sockeye run, which is a really good number. And right now we're looking at what proportion of the Chinook salmon run using hydroacoustics that we could be potentially missing outside of the ensonified range within the Nooshigak River, because we only ensonify about a third of the river.
Back in 2011, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game began a three-year project intended to answer some of the questions about the effectiveness of the counting operation. Brazil confirms that the project will continue for another 3 years.
And hopefully at the end of that time period, you know, we'll be able to come up with a total run estimate where we'll be able to put out a relatively accurate forecast at that point.
Fish and Game counts escapement to the Nooshigak River at a sonar counting operation that is set up every year in early June near the village of Portage Creek. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.